This is the Simply Charlotte Mason audio blog with Sonia Schaefer. Today's topic, new lesson plan books from the Middle Ages through modern times. We at Simply Charlotte Mason are committed to continue to grow and improve the resources that we offer. As our name suggests, our goal is to make it simple for you to give your children an enjoyable, quality Charlotte Mason education. Today, we are pleased to announce three updated and revised lesson plan books: Middle Ages, Renaissance, Reformation, and Epistles, 2nd edition; Early Modern and Epistles, 2nd edition; and Modern Times and Epistles, Revelation, 2nd edition. Here's what you'll find in these 2nd editions. The Middle Ages, Renaissance, Reformation, and Epistles, 2nd edition, features the fabulous new Living History spine, A Castle with Many Rooms, The Story of the Middle Ages, along with lots of other wonderful living books to read together or use as additional reading assignments for older students. The Famous Men books have been moved to independent reading for the upper grades. You'll find a complete book list for grades 1 through 12 for the entire year, a weekly schedule, and daily itineraries to show you how much to read from which book and when. The plans schedule the new The Stuff They Left Behind from the Days of the Middle Ages portfolio and the Visits to South and Central America and Australia geography notebook. Brand new family Bible lessons are now included in the guide itself, covering several New Testament epistles and designed to be more user-friendly for young students. Then, additional Bible lessons are assigned to older students using Life in the Word Bible Study Book. Out-of-print or hard-to-find books have been replaced, and high school credit suggestions have been added for this exciting year of history, geography, and Bible. In Early Modern and Epistles, 2nd edition, you will find a complete book list for grades 1 through 12 for the entire year, a weekly schedule, and daily itineraries to show you how much to read from which book and when. This 2nd edition still features American history taught alongside world history. The plans schedule the new The Stuff They Left Behind from the Days of Early Modern portfolio and Visits to North America geography notebook. America the Last Best Hope, Volume 1, is assigned to high school students to round out that series, and suggestions toward high school credits have been added. Also, any hard-to-find or out-of-print books have been replaced. Bible lessons for the entire family, covering several epistles, including Hebrews, are now included in the guide itself, and assignments are scheduled for older students to dig deeper into the same Bible passages with Growth in the Word, a new Bible study book. The Year of Daily Plans in Modern Times and Epistles, Revelation, 2nd edition, has been updated to include the new The Stuff They Left Behind from the Days of Modern Times portfolio and the new Visits to Asia geography notebook. Similar in format to Early Modern and Epistles, this guide lists and schedules books for grades 1 through 12 for the entire year and covers both American history and world history during the modern era. Out-of-print or hard-to-find books have been replaced, and high school credit suggestions have been added. Brand new Bible lessons for the whole family are now included in the guide itself, covering the remaining epistles and the Book of Revelation. Additional assignments are scheduled for older students to dig deeper into the same Bible passages with the new Bible study book, Strong in the Word. We are excited about these new editions of our popular lesson plan books for the whole family. With these updates, all 6 of the books in this History, Geography, and Bible series are consistent. Now it's even simpler to teach history, geography, and Bible to your whole family together. Here are some comments from families who use our history lesson plan books. We've loved using this. It is so well laid out and organized, and our kids have really looked forward to history every day. They have learned South America perfectly, which, had it not been written in for me to do weekly, I probably would have forgotten to do it more often than not. The reading choices have been so fun and informative, and my library has had every single one of them, making this such an affordable history curriculum. I would definitely recommend this to anyone who is wondering if it is a good fit for their family. And we love this book, or books, really. I cannot believe the enthusiasm that my dear daughters have developed with this subject. It was the subject of whining and tears of frustration, and now it's excitement. Our girls are 7 and 4. We're teaching 2nd and pre-K. The amazing way these books talk to the readers, listeners, has absolutely captured my daughters' minds. My husband has listened to countless retellings at the end of many of his work days as well. He has listened in on other days' lessons and commented just the other night that he's loving our history choice. We both wish we had this ourselves when growing up. History makes for a fantastic story, if told the right way. And SCM really put together a wonderful way to share it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You have been listening to the Simply Charlotte Mason audio blog, a reading of the weekly blog post from our site. You can always find the latest posts at simplycharlottemason.com or subscribe to our audio blog through the iTunes Store. Thanks for listening.